got one.
This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee on Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. I'm Deb Foxley, Chair of the Committee. I am joined at the start of the meeting by Mark Laredo from Ward 7, Council Ward 7, Barbara Bissell-Glazer, Council Ward 4, Vicki Danberg, Council Ward 6. And our committee clerk has just stepped out of the room for a moment, Nadia Khan. We have three items tonight. First two are pretty standard fare, but we're going to go through them. And then the third item, we're going to spend a little while understanding an issue, putting some facts on the table, and just getting some feedback. The first item is 440-16. This is for a sewer easement relocation at 255 to 257 Newtonville Avenue. This is a project where the current owner, who has the property up for sale, still the owner of the property hasn't changed hands yet, but we did issue them a special permit for a new storage facility on this site not too long ago. And I understand that because there's an appeal by the neighbors, the final sale is delayed. So the current owner is going ahead and getting the easement that is required to satisfy the special permit. To satisfy the special permit, there was a requirement to move the sewer main on the property to a location that allowed for the building to be sited the way it is, and we approved the permit with that condition. And it also means that the very old sewer main that is on the property, and the thing that's currently, is going to get rebuilt, relined, and so forth. So we are joined by Attorney Schlesinger, who is attorney for the buyer, but I'm going to ask John Dagerin, city engineer, to present any particulars you think we need to know about.
Well, just to recap, as you mentioned, this is the siting of the proposed building, the existing sewer line that comes off of Lewis Terrace and meets the part that you think goes underneath the pipe. This portion has to get relocated so that the building is properly sited. So the proponent has requested and is offering a new easement with a new alignment of the sewer main and then tied into the existing. The existing sewer easement is only 10 feet wide. Our standard is 20 feet. But because of the building width and foundation, we can't get a 20-foot wide easement. We settled for an 18-foot, which is more than ample. And we support the relocation of the sewer main. In concert with that, there will be relining the sewer line from Lewis Terrace to the property, which is currently a clay pipe, so we'll have a good solid pipe once it's done.
Sewer
work
done as a result of the project.
And in your package is the proposed easement transfer. So you will see that green area is the new easement, the hatched area is the old easement that's going to be abandoned.
Yep. And the
easement along Lewis Terrace, is that right?
It's on the site.
The buyer. The new owner. Okay. So it's only just a little bit confusing because the current owner is still the owner. The sale won't go through until the special permit can be. And John, you say that there's a piece of clay pipe there. What they're replacing, does it go back to something other than clay pipe? No, they'll be putting a 50-foot between the new manhole and the existing manhole in Lewis Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the new manhole down to the pipe will be all new PVC pipe.
Okay. Good.
This is in Ward 1, so can someone...
I'll move it.
Okay, we have a motion to...
Can I have a question?
When?
So I see that the easement is being relocated, so therefore the recommended amount to be paid is zero. I just want to make sure, though, that any and all work that is being done is being paid for by the petitioner. There isn't any a dime being paid for by the city.
That's my understanding.
Wait a minute.
Is that correct?
That's correct. It's in the special permit.
Okay.
Right. They had agreed.
That's the condition of the special permit.
Even it sounds like that maybe they're doing a little extra work, the relining. Is that true, or is that part of the special permit?
That was part of the special permit because you knew where the clay pipe told the infiltration, so we asked them to reline that, which they agreed to.
So that we, okay, all right.
Okay.
I have one other question, and that maybe, Alan, you can answer it. I have always felt that any properties that are being torn down, whether they're residential or commercial, we ought to ask the owners to make sure that there is a good quality sidewalk in front. If it's a nice sidewalk now, fine, but if there isn't a sidewalk, that they should be responsible for putting in a sidewalk. Is that something that we
do here?
Do
no.
Here?
Oh,
not to put on Lewis Terry side, because Lewis Terry side is all. It's wooded there, and it's not a pedestrian. In my memory is
there's sidewalk in Lewis Terry
on both sides. Yeah.
I believe that.
I said yes.
Two things. The special permit had a lot of language in it requiring sidewalk work along Newtonville Ave, and then I think our permit. You have to have a sidewalk bond, post a sidewalk bond anytime you do work that crosses the sidewalk anyway. So there couldn't possibly be damage left undone on the sidewalk.
Is there granite curb there now?
There is on Newtonville Avenue.
On Newtonville Avenue. Okay. Okay.
Is this on the rear of the property?
The easement?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's
along the
mass pipe. Along the mass pipe.
So here's the pipe. Yeah. Yeah. Plus, here's the bridge over the pipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go to the rear of the property, I guess it's the stormwater, actually daylight.
Laundry book.
Yeah, laundry book goes back there too. There's a lot of utilities across the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've been joined by Councilor Lappin, Ward Councilor Morphy.
What happened, Phil? The tram a little late getting to you?
I'm
sorry,
you're trying to park. There's no parking.
No, I'm not trying to park.
You
took my space.
Yeah. Right? I didn't get a space. There was no space.
Well, good for you, because you ran ahead of me.
I thought you were very aggressive, Joe. You drive.
Well, I was going quite over the speed limit, maybe. I'm not going to get to that.
You have a change.
All right.
I'm going to say.
I had a toothpick in my eyes all day, too. And it's going to be another night, I guess. So we have a motion on the table to approve this petition, which is to create an easement to move the sewer main on the Norcross property, which is a requirement of the special permit for the storage facilities there that we granted some months ago. Ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Next item this is going to be a record pass meeting. Okay, so next item is 15-17. The bottom there requesting authorization to transfer a sum of $1 million from the budget reserve mail and item removal account to the following accounts: personnel $300,000, sand and salt $700,000. And we're joined by Commissioner
McGonigal. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, the request is to transfer $1 million into the snow and ice account. Currently, we've had 6 snow events to date.
Really?
Yes, believe it or not. With 14.5 inches of snow, our current balance right now, we're at $1.7 million.
We've spent $1.7 million.
Yes, we will have.
Before that period.
I also spoke to Maureen today, and she will be amending this ask for $1.5 million, since we did docket this before our last snow event, which was one of our largest events, which was 7.6 inches, I think, just January 7th.
So we can't amend it in committee, obviously, so we have word from the administration. We don't have those costs available now. We'll just wait to do it in finance?
I have the cost. It's just that we want to make sure that we have funds in case we get another large storm. We don't want to be in a deficit.
So
no, to answer your question, I don't think you, without the letter from the mayor, I don't think you can do it.
Okay.
But we, as you said, we should be ready to do it in finance, and then you could, you know,
we'll
pull the control of committee, I guess.
Okay.
I just want everyone to be aware of that's the top of morning today, to let her know that, you know, we are closed.
Thank you. Does anyone have any other questions? Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about snow with the next item.
Do we have any weather predictions for the next couple of weeks?
Looks like it's going to be nice. Okay,
the day looks good right now.
Yeah, it looks for next couple of weeks.
We don't live by that.
So when you say six snow events, we haven't had six plowable events, have we?
No, only two of those were plowable.
Okay, so the other four events, what was it, were there... Did we incur a cost?
Yes. Like a half an inch, or if we had ice, we were out. A couple of them were predicted to be plowable events, but they weren't. We were fortunate, but we still have forces out there. We're still treating the streets. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we did incur a cost.
So
I had a breakdown by the also.
So the four events, did we use any outside contractors for those, or was all
that was all in-house except for the two plowable events we had contracted.
Okay. Any idea how your pilot's going so far? It's probably too early to tell.
Well, the first time we called them out, we brought them all in on a limited plowing event. We received more snow than was anticipated, so we brought them in, all of them in hourly because it was just a short event. This last event, Once snow gets to 7.1 inches, that's another level for paying by another tier for the by-the-inch contractors. So they made out very well as opposed to the hour contractors this last year because of that 7.1 is another tier. So they bill us in tiers, you know, 0 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 7.1. So once we hit that 7.1, it almost doubles.
So where do we take the measurement, Commissioner?
I know. We have a certified snow forecaster that measures the snow for us. So it's a third party.
I'm not doubting that.
If I was measuring, it would have been 7 inches.
I have one comment, and I sent Jim. I sent you an email on this, and I just wanted to tell the rest of the committee. One day when we had ice, it was I don't think it was a plowable day, but there was ice pretty much all around the Boston area. One of our employees was coming from Belmont and from Winchester, in fact, and had to go across Belmont. And they had to go across Belmont Hill, and they were late to work because there was a plow up of a lot of cars at the foot of Belmont Hill there on whatever that main street is. And it was because Belmont had not treated its streets, and it was black ice. And I drove out, and Newton streets were all treated, and I think it really does make a huge difference.
We have been pre-treating also.
Treated well.
That's why we're at a 1.7.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's true.
It is expensive.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think we'll have an opportunity to talk about that a little with the next item. If you vote to give the commissioner the money he needs to keep going.
I'll move it.
Okay. So I have a motion to approve by Councilor Danberg. All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. So the next item has been one that the commission and I have been talking about for a while. In particular, there's been at least one constituent who has had some issues with the salt barrels that get put out, and once we put this item out, we started getting more comments and pictures of salt barrel overflowing or near storm drains or whatever. But let me read the item in, and 5-17, Councilor Crosby Albright was requesting a discussion with the Commissioner of Public Works about city policy that determines the use of salt on roadways during snow clearing operations to understand how we might minimize the amount of salt used overall and consider eliminating the placement of salt valves at certain locations throughout the city. And I just want to say that the concern, there's a number of concerns about this, but it's matched by constituents having gotten used to having these barrels put out. But the concerns that I've heard is A, the salt often is spilling out onto the roadway, onto the berm, and we have pictures now of some near storm drains, which is exactly not what we should be doing. And I suppose we could rectify that by maybe not filling the barrels up so much or something if we wanted to have them there. But the other thing is that residents observe other residents simply helping themselves to the salt mix. And, you know, putting it in containers in their cars, you know, whatever. So apparently, and the commissioner has confirmed that the barrels are often needing to be refilled when there hasn't been a snow or ice event. So with that, I'll please, Commissioner, if you want to add your thoughts about this.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. So currently we put out 380 barrels throughout the city. In talking with some of my long-term employees that have been here 40-plus years, we've been doing it that long at least. Again, there was a time when this was necessary. Crews didn't go out on the streets until there were a couple inches of snow. So on hills or normally slippery areas that had a history of conditions, the barrels were placed there for traction for residents. Now, we do see, there is abuse of this now. Again, we're out before the storm, we're pre-treating the streets, we're out during the storm. We have our hot spot lists that most of you have given us areas where we need to pay special attention to. But again, what we did this year is we had thought maybe early on we wouldn't put these out, so we didn't put them out as early as we usually do, and we got a lot of pushback, of complaints.
Some of the people who want to borrow the salt?
Well, it's a free supply of salt we no longer have.
And people now don't get this. People do feel it for their sidewalks and their aprons, and that was originally not the intent of it. So is it abused? Yes. Are there people who are very adamant about it? Yes, we've heard it firsthand. So it is a decision we need to make going forward. Probably not this year, obviously, but we would definitely consider getting the word out maybe at the end of winter, saying next year we wouldn't be supplying new salt barrels, or maybe we go back and reevaluate where we're putting them, because there are some areas where there aren't hills. So I don't even know why we're putting them there. I think it was just because they were complaints, which is how this seems to have worked all along. It's pretty much complaint-driven.
Just to make sure everybody's had a chance to look through the fact that it's been kind of a busy week. The last page has some constituents took some photographs of, what seems to be not an uncommon. This is about the last page of our, that I think that's the
right,
of our packet. I have a quick question.
Okay.
Where does this, as per history, you didn't decide?
No, we have a list. We have a historical list. And it seems like each year, being my second year now, several are added each year to the complaints or requests.
Do we have any idea what it costs us?
So you're comfortable that the streets between the pre-treatments and the treatments you do for all the ice events and so forth will cater?
Yes.
Okay. And sidewalks. I mean, when the city plows a sidewalk for a school roof, for example, are you now sanding that as well?
Yes.
Right. So, ideally, that will be a clear route as well. Okay. A question for you, Vicki. How does this play into, the obligation we're trying to impose on folks to clear their sidewalks. I mean, are we saying clear your sidewalk and go buy your own sand and put it down?
We don't make any pretense that we're supplying people sand in full.
Okay. So, any idea what the cost of all this is?
I started to look at it. We really don't track it that well, to be honest with you. I can tell in talking with our superintendent, you know, initially he said, you know, it takes about an hour a barrel, which is probably realistic to put them out initially. By the time we load them in the truck with the stands, we have to repair these stands. They get knocked over. The barrels are cracked, broken. Load them up in the truck, bring it out to the site, fill the barrel. You know, we're probably looking for about 400 hours initially of manpower to get them out of the truck and filled. Plus the salt they hold. I actually have the guys weigh a barrel. You know, they fill them about 3/4 full, so it doesn't overflow normally. It's just about 300 pounds when the barrel is 3/4 full. I could do some back of the envelope. I probably should have, but because we don't track it that well, we have our daily sheets. We know that the guys that are going out and the time they're spending. Also, they said about 10% of these we're filling on a regular basis, even when they're on an event. So we know that people...
So when you say you're getting complaints, I don't personally think we ought to be driven by just the number of residential complaints we get. But what magnitude are you talking about? 20, 50, 500?
I don't have the exact number. It was dozens of complaints early on, and even some of the counselors were vocal about it. You know, this is something, if we were going to do this, we should do a better job of communicating it, which I agree with. I guess December wasn't the time to make that call.
Based on what you're telling me, I'm fine with getting rid of them. I mean, I think it makes some sense, but I'm a little far left.
So, I was going to ask you what the cost was. It's 400 hours, which is hours that your guys could be doing something else. So,
And that's an issue. I can put together. I can get costs.
Yeah, you know what they make per hour, so approximately on average. And 300 pounds of, is it salt or sand? It's sand.
It's salt.
Oh, it is?
We no longer use sand anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's all salt.
Well, I thought you just said you put sand on the...
Well, we treat them. I'm sorry. It's all salt.
Okay.
There's no more sand.
Okay.
But on the sidewalks, it's just the miles of sidewalks we plow for school routes.
Correct. We
do
71 miles of sidewalk that we plow and we would treat also.
So I'd be interested in knowing what it costs. And if we're doing this extra special work on the streets, I don't know if you get a public hearing or anything.
Well, it seems
it's
to me...
It's been there for years.
It seemed to me, but please weigh in, that, you know, here we are about to start this much more aggressive road program based on some new science and so forth, and you have been building sort of a new process for a revised process for keeping our roadways clear, et cetera, so it seems like a good time and to be re-educating people about what we're doing. We're going to need to educate the community about how we're going to proceed across Newton to advance our roads program, which we still need to learn a lot more about, all of us, but it just seems like a good time to be bringing some of this stuff up, especially when you can talk about it in terms of there being some new science, and also, you know, certainly we don't want to be spending city resources to benefit a few individuals. You know, that's just not fair. So that's just my thinking about it. But and I don't know what that looks like, but I think it's a great time to be putting out some kind of a campaign, and it just lets people know what we're doing. The more information, the better.
But on this one, if it wasn't costing us much, it wasn't taking us much time, then why not keep it there? However, if it's clogging up the storm drains and people are just using it for their own property, it's not sidewalk.
And I meant to say, I wasn't suggesting that the guys are filling the barrels and they're filling it. I have a feeling, because I see it on my own street, you know, there it appears at the bottom of Thurston Hill, and then a few days later, it's all over the place.
And so it's, I think it's the people who are using it, who are pulling it out and, you know, not exactly being careful. So what if a shovel full spills over?
So what action do you want to vote on it?
There's nothing to vote on. This is really a discussion item to get this. I just wanted to get this out on the table. I think we, you know, we're going to have a number of more discussions this winter about the roads program and snow comes up continually and so forth. As stormwater, you know, so this really feeds into us. We're trying to protect our stormwater quality. This is not one thing we should be looking at.
So I think, I mean, my sense from hearing and seeing what goes on here is that I'd rather put this money into the road program. We certainly can't do it until next season. I think we're committed for this season. But if we could do an educational, I don't know whether it's a call or we put it on the website or however, we could have another discussion about this. But I would, I think the time might have come to get rid of these sales. I know there's one on Herrick Road that it gets spilled all over the place and it's near storm drain, and I think people must be using it for their own purposes.
Can we go to Lynn and then back to
you? So we have a program that's been in place for at least 40 years. And now it's at least some people see it as a service, and we're saying that we should just pull the service. I'd like you to think about it maybe a different way and assume that not everybody's a thief and that there is oftentimes this stamp or this salt is used for the right reason. I lived on Adams Ave for 40 years at the base of the hill to the Franklin School, and there was a barrel. I didn't request that it was before my time. There was a barrel across the street at the corner of Pershing and Grant, and that barrel was used repeatedly because at the incline where the kids go, you know, it's New England, and they do a nice job with snow and everything, but, you know, something, a small event can happen after the sidewalks are cleared, especially on a school route or whatever, and, you know, the place ice is up. It happens all the time, and, you know, it's good to have the barrel there to be able to put down a little bit of salt to deal with that. You might be able to get a quarter or a half a mile of extra road work done for the amount of money you're going to save by pulling this. You're not talking a huge amount of money. So I don't think it's going to have a positive effect by trying to direct it into the roads program. So I think it's petty for us to do this. And I guarantee you that there are a number of people over the years that have not slipped and fell on their ass because this salt was used for the intended use and was a service to, you know, people in an area where it could be used. If there's a problem with storm drains, then that's probably us not putting it in the best location. So I don't think that it's a good idea. I think it's small.
Mark, and okay, then.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. Now, I'm someone who lives on a hill, too. I've lived in hills. As long as I've lived in New York, I've lived in deep hills. And I get it, but I also fear that it's real different than when I was a kid and they didn't plow the street. You could sled there for hours. You're treating it. You're doing it very differently. And so what I'm hearing from the commissioner is he doesn't think in his professional judgment that you need to think.
Use more on sidewalks, not streets.
All right. So that's a little bit, I appreciate that.
That's my experience looking out my where I used to live, my kitchen window. That's what I would say.
And I guess I'd say, you know, as a homeowner, that's probably my responsibility to go out and buy whatever I need to over at, you know, the hardware store to go put it down. I mean, I think that's what we're talking about in terms of taking responsibility for our sidewalks. But, you know, the other thing is, I agree that it's not a lot, but that's exactly one of the reasons we might want to do it. It's the little things that we just keep doing and doing and doing that every once in a while we ought to step back and say, why are we still doing this?
Because they do it in Cambridge and Brooklyn.
Councilman, you're both right. And Councilman Ben ties up a good point because we do place these, the crossing guards request these and they do use them. So I will say that there probably is an area. My fear is that this is going to continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And in a few years, we're going to be putting out 1,000 salt barrels because this is the request we're getting now is, well, there's one down the road and why can't I? That's my only fear.
That's a different issue when you can deal with that. You can maybe cap them or whatever.
Or prioritize. I mean, we can hear about different ways of doing it. There's some way of prioritizing.
We have used data to be more efficient in several areas in the city. I'm sure if you look at a map of where these are, they're not all at the top or bottom of the hill. So I think you could, even this year, you can look at where they are and see if there's a real need for it. If it's near a school and they need it and use it.
Sure.
Theoretically, we're supposed to be doing the schools.
Right.
And the sidewalks around the schools. Now, so if they're asking for it, it means they're not, you know, good enough for the kids to be walking on, which I think they were better last year, right?
Yeah, and as I said, a lot of these are at crossing guard locations, so they might be away from the school. So they're.
So I'm sure there are some really good locations and needs for it, but maybe, you know, you have someone map them and see if they're, because. We can keep getting requests over the years, but if you look at the request and it's on a flat street, there's no need for it. So if we develop some criteria, we can keep it at a minimum if we have to put some out there. Just a thought.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that's why it's, you know, is that there are requests for it, and there was word that we, you know, didn't want to continue this service. I think it's a service that probably does need to be continued at some point, but I'm sure we could reduce it and stop it from growing out of control. It's just my fear.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either, man.
I had Barbara then, Vicki, so yeah.
I agree with Sarah about the school and the services, but I also, at another perspective, as someone who did not grow up here, and we've only been here eight years. We have no idea why they're there, or if we're supposed to use them. I'm like, wow, the city needs that there, okay. You know, many people haven't the foggiest notion why these things show up, not whether they're on a hill or not, because the city takes care of the streets, you take care of the sidewalks, so it's a mystery. It was a mystery to me until recently. So I think part of education could deal with that. People are calling up, I see one down there, I want one on my block. Right? That's just not understanding why we're doing it, which I just personally could understand since I have no idea why we were doing it. And it seems random. I'll walk down and see, ooh, there's one of those barrels, you know? And then my other question was just a question of process. We're discussing this here, which seems totally appropriate, but ultimately, would the council have to do anything, or you can just decide how to move forward? Is that correct?
Well, it's the commissioner. We count on the commissioner to have a plan and make recommendations, but I think the entire council should know what the rules are.
But is this something that
we vote on?
Yeah. Is this?
No, I think that's a real good question. And correct me if I'm wrong. He has the authority to do it because he's managing his department. But on the other hand, I think he's smart enough to realize that if you've had something that's been going on for 40 or 50 years, you don't just make that change unilaterally, which is why he's here. I think is the way it should work.
Thank you.
Now, it might be helpful if we talk about this again to have a map. I'm sure that Mark Greenberg could probably make a map of dots on where these things are, and we could see in our wards where the hills are. And
Or a list.
Yeah. Or a list.
Yeah.
So yeah, where the hills are and where make recommendations as to what ones that we think are the most important locations.
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
I'm hearing mixed signals from you. On one hand, you just think saying yes in certain locations I think are necessary, but earlier you seemed to say we don't really need them. And so, which is it? And is it somewhere in between?
No, it's probably somewhere in between. So I'm saying we don't need it in the streets. There are people that come in and say, I was in one of the yards the first snowstorm and someone came in and said, you know, I live on Church Street, there's always been a barrel at the top of my hill. This year it was at the bottom of the hill. And our thought was, well, we would put the barrel at the bottom of the hill because if you couldn't get up the hill, what could this barrel then be at the top of the hill? This is simply, so there are areas, no, but then in talking about the schools, I mean, we put them here at City Hall because we have a lot of people in and out. And we never did this in the past. We started this last year because we had a couple slip and falls on some elderly people. When it's snowing an inch an hour, if someone's not out there constantly treating it, it's going to be slippery. So we put barrels here at City Hall. We're going to have these crossing guards who are adamant about, you know, this is a slippery area when it melts. It puddles here and freezes on this crosswalk. So for me to say we'll never have, I want to get rid of all the barrels, that was wrong. But there are areas we're going to need it. I don't want them to be out there because the intent is not for people to do their sidewalks and driveway aprons, and that's what people say they're using it for.
I'm going to amend my prior comments, and based on what you're saying, I would not be in favor of just getting rid of them. But I think what you're hearing by Ken from all of us is you can be more judicious in where you put them.
Yeah.
And I, for one, would be supportive of that. I mean, the idea they're just going to be everywhere doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. And that's why we're having our conversation.
And I don't think, personally, that we need to inform people, but I don't think there's something we need to vote on if you do it.
So my watch has been if you would be able to come up with a list of priority locations and by description, not by the actual location, but, you know, if school crossing is maybe one or where you have concentrations and so forth of students or, you know, I don't know what the list is. I'm not going to make it up. But I'm wondering, too, about the neighborhood locations, whether there's hills or not. We have a lot of hills in Newton, and I think that, you know, I've been getting these recurring stories from one neighborhood in Wabin, from one constituent, and very lovely that we have one of her letters in the packet. But it's become a discussion in the neighborhood now. One neighbor will call her and say, gee, I was just out by the salt barrel the other day and I saw someone I didn't know, you know, taking the salt. And I questioned. I said, you know, what are you doing? And he said, you know, I don't think you have dibs on this. And he put the stuff in his car and drove off. So I think there's some work to do here, or some thinking to do here, and maybe some of the neighborhood areas just aren't the appropriate locations for this, where we can't monitor them, and where there's not a concentration of people, or where there's not a crosswalk. But I'd love for you to think about, let me hear back from you what you think about the various locations across the city. We have a guest here who's particularly interested in this subject. We all know her on Andrea Down, so I would like to give Andrea an opportunity to pull in if you would like.
We're asking them overflowing has been generally at the top of hills. And this one is where the fault is not only filling all of the roads, but I'm all about getting around and slips and falls and people being able to walk as well in place. But a big pile of salt, so really that's a river, and the river is impaired for quarry. which is what happens with a lot of cultism. And at some point, EPA or DEP is going to say that they're going to have to control the amount of chloride that gets into the river, and they're going to make it a hard rule, and we're going to find a way to do it. So if they're using control, these little bits solve all of the city. A little bit better, we will save ourselves in the long run having to remove this from our stormwater and future.
Good point.
Was that ovation for you?
So, I didn't want to believe this. Does anyone have any other? We've kind of worked this over. We're on our last item, and we're joined by President Lennon, Councilor Lennon, for the record, and we are ready to adjourn for the night.
Okay. Thank you. Good job.
Yeah, brother.
Huh?